Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is coming to us on the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time in the church year. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center, presenting and producing this program. For 4,543 billion years, the Earth has been developing or evolving to what we know today. And indeed, we are only in its history for a tiny little drop of time. However, we know that our Earth has evolved a system of providing for our needs and the needs of all living organisms on the planet. We know that it is under threat too because of carbon emissions and therefore pollution of the atmosphere, which is affecting negatively all life on Earth. Of course, carbon emissions is because of the activities of us humans. We cause oil slicks from ships and factories that pour toxic wastes into the atmosphere and into our waters. Scientists estimate that 150 to 200 species of plant, insect, bird and mammal life becomes extinct every 24 hours. And pollution is a major cause of this. Of course, today's second reading can be looked upon from this particular ideal. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, we ourselves who have being the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we await for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Romans chapter 8, verses 22 and 23. Yes, we personally are groaning within to become better and freer people. But unfortunately, also the groaning that has gone on in our world has been from the pain and devastation of all living organisms on the planet. Laudato si, an encyclical letter of the Holy Father Pope Francis, has opened the door to helping us to see that this is very much partly our fault in so many ways. And we all can do something about it. And I quote, "Climate change is a global problem with grave implications, environmental, social, economic, political, and for the distribution of goods. It represents one of the principal challenges facing humanity in our day. Its worst impact will probably be felt by developing countries in coming decades. This in turn affects the livelihood of the poor, who are then forced to leave their homes with great uncertainty for their future and that of their little children. There has been a tragic rise in the number of migrants seeking to flee from the growing poverty caused by environmental degradation." End of quote. So one may ask, how is it our fault? Just look at the clothes we wear. Originally, most things we use and wear comes from Mother Earth. Many trees and forests were cut down so as to grow crops like cotton that provide us with these items of clothing. And animals were killed to the point of extinction so that we may have food and their skins for our clothes and shoes. But if we cut down the rainforests, it affects the whole world. Trees are our friends. All the world's creatures, such as plants, animals and insects, live in harmony until humans overharvest them for huge profits, leaving the creatures and plants starved and exterminated. Bees are vital to a healthy environment and healthy economy. Bees are perfectly adapted to pollinate, helping plants to grow, breed, and produce food. They do so by transferring pollen between flowering plants and so keep the cycle of life turning. Bees have been seriously diminished due to poisonous insecticides that are sprayed on crops. Their habitats are destroyed, and even cell phones are a major problem for our bees and this world. A cell phone projects electromagnetic waves and it damages bees' abilities to return to their colony. It confuses them. Plastic products have been part of our lives for well over a century. Just think of the presence of plastic in daily happenings. Plastic bags in shops and markets, plastic bottles, plastic waste bins, and nearly everything you see in a day's journey, there is some form of plastic within it. It takes plastic 500 years to decompose and break down. Of course, we know that plastic is killing the fish world in our oceans and so many devastation on Earth as well with animals. So we must learn to care. Not to waste, to use less and to share, to work hard to make people aware. For that's the only way we can hope to save this beautiful world we live in. Let's vow today to make our earth a better place to stay. Minimize the use of cars. The best transport is bicycle or walking. If you use a car to a destination, try to carpool with others, meaning go with others in one car instead of each one traveling in their own car. Do not use cleaning products in the home or anywhere that are harmful to the environment and to us. You can replace these dangerous substances with non-toxic products such as vinegar or bicarbonate. Buy local products. In this way, you not only get fresh products, but you avoid consuming food that has travelled long distances, therefore polluting the world with carbon monoxide. The coronavirus has put a stop to this devastation, for the moment anyway. But will we learn from our mistakes and not go back again to what was causing destruction? Do we believe what the scientists are saying and what the Pope is saying? Hopefully things will not be the same as before the virus. We pray that it won't. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, Zambia, signing off now and praying that you have a beautiful day and also a beautiful coming week.